Cape Talk. Food.
With that, it is a great pleasure to welcome to our studio today, Chef Meinhard Joubert. And those of you who love the Riebeek Valley will remember his time as the chef who helped set up the beloved Baba Black Sheep, which was everything that the Riebeek Valley stands for. It was simple, honest, good food, Meinhard. And I bet they're missing you. But other listeners might know that after 5 years in Riebeek Kasteel, you moved on and took the plunge entering CakeNet's reality cooking show, Kokodur. Won the competition with your partner, Tian, and you've never looked back. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Now, we've asked him to come because the chef has actually started with a really unique dining concept out of his own home in Paarl. And we're going to talk a little bit about what he's doing and what you can enjoy in that space. But before that, let's talk about your own journey with food, because you didn't set out to become a chef. I believe you were involved in the performing arts originally.
Yes, no, not food related at all. I studied musical theater, which was obviously a combination of singing and dancing and acting. And then did an audition for a packed ballet company, and actually I was a ballet dancer for 8 years of my life previous to cooking, and so that was an amazing time of my life, which taught me so much, and which actually prepared me in a lot of ways for what I'm doing now.
How so? Because I can hear people sitting going, well, ballet dancers don't eat, do they? So how do you go from that into preparing food?
Yeah, no, they don't eat. That's that's a given. But I mean, I think the discipline, first of all, the long hours, the hard work, the true dedication to what you do. You really got to love what you do. So the combination of those two things, I think, set me up really nicely. And then also with food, like performing, you've got one chance to get it right. And I mean, and it's live, you've got a live audience in front of you. And they eat and they appreciate what you give them. And so there's a lot of similarities.
Okay. Now, I mean, how significant was the impact of winning Kokodur? I mean, it really set you on a sort of a fast track to being a known name.
Yes,
but what has it
meant
for your career?
It means so much for me. It was such a huge blessing being recognized, I think, first of all, by South Africa as somebody who loves cooking and loves the heritage of our food. And I think, there is so much in our culture and our heritage that still needs to be explored. So it was amazing to be offered that platform, first of all, to be that kind of ambassador for South African food. With it comes a huge responsibility as well. Kokodur opened up a huge amount of doors for me. Just made things really, really, really amazing. And I met some profound people, and I got exposed to so many brilliant opportunities. All in all, it was just a fantastic experience for me.
Now, something must have planted the seed of loving food, loving being in the kitchen, loving being creative with food. If you look back to your early life, is it a person? Is it a place? What are the memories you associate with that?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I grew up in the Eastern Free State with obviously a family who loves entertaining. I think being hospitable was a big thing. I grew up on a farm. So there was always something being cooked and eaten and celebrated, and I always say to people, I grew up with cherries and asparagus. That was the main stuff that was farmed on the farm, so already I sort of had a unique experience with food and the way it was grown, and so already started loving it from there. And then I had amazing aunts and uncles who loved cooking, so I think it just started from there.
Now, what you've done with your concept in Paarl is something quite different. It's not about opening up a restaurant and inviting people to come and dine. You're inviting them into your own home.
Yes.
I know we've seen it done once by the British cook who opened up her little flat in Paris, Rachel Kuhn, if I remember correctly. Was that partly the inspiration? Where did you get the idea from?
She was definitely part of the inspiration. Also, one of the brand managers from KWV, who I worked with at the time, said that it's a huge trend in Europe at the moment, so why don't you try it? And we started doing doing it sort of slowly and sort of we haven't advertised or anything. It was just by word of mouth, and it's grown so nicely. And the thing is, I live up in the roof of a beautiful old building, right across from Paul train station and around the corner from KWV. And the space is really special. And I also felt, open it up and let other people enjoy it as well. And it's a really unique space. It's a wonderful experience for people to walk in my front door and they immediately in my kitchen. It's a beautiful open area, and I can seat about 10 to 30 people, which is quite a lot for a kitchen. And then we cook and we entertain, and they love it.
So, I mean, you're literally opening up your front door, inviting your customers into your own home. It's got a wonderful intimacy to it. It obviously makes them feel that sense of the hospitality in a way that no restaurant would ever deliver. The drawback is, of course, is that you never leave work. How do you sort of bring the shutters down and create the distance from work time and off time?
Well, that's the thing, because I love what I do, it very seldom feels like work. Obviously, there's long hours involved and one can't get away from that, and some of the work is really physical, and sometimes it's hot and it's strenuous, but at the end of the day, if you love what you're doing, you can't get enough of it. So and apart from the cooking, entertaining people and relating to them and hearing their stories and just blessing them and making them feel at home and comfortable and just exposing them to South African hospitality has been amazing. And we've seen that with guests from recently America and Europe, when they enter in our homes, and we give them the South African kuier en die kombuis experience. They absolutely love it, and they think it's fantastic.
So does the menu reflect that sense of kuier en ons kombuis, that you're working with local produce, local ingredients, heritage dishes?
Yeah, definitely. I try to source as much as I can from the Paarl area. There are beautiful farmers, people who do amazing things around us. And then we've obviously got Franschhoek just a little bit down the road, and then the Swartland just around the corner. Obviously, there's a lot of wine that we work with. But what we try and give people is like a real sort of a home, kuier experience. So they arrive and we serve them like beautiful craft gin and tonics, and then we move on to a four-course menu with wines paired with every course, and then we end with some aged brandies. And so it's a bit of a different than just sitting down and having a plate of food and then getting up and going. It's a long, extended, nice visit.
I've already had someone SMSing to ask if you do weddings in that space.
I actually have done a small little wedding, for a friend of mine. It was so cute. We converted my lounge into a chapel, and we had some guests over, and the reverend was there, and he did the whole ceremony, and then we moved into the kitchen, and it was so special. And one thing that the reverend actually told him, he said, a lot of people would look back on what you did today and said, I wish we did that. And that's exactly what they did, and it was small and intimate, and the granny was there, and it was amazing.
That's the best compliment you could be played, that everyone thinks, I wish I'd done that.
Yes.
Just for those who might have tuned in late to the conversation, my guest in studio is Chef Maynard Joubert, who's been telling us about his quite unique dine from his home concept in Paarl. So he doesn't just invite you to come and eat his food. He invites you to come and eat it off his table, his plates and knives and forks right there in his kitchen, which can accommodate up to 30 people at a time, and which he's been playing around with for private dinners, for small functions, for wine pairings, etc. If you've got a question for him or a comment, please give us a call on 021-446-0567. I never miss the opportunity to have a chef share some recipes with us if we can, and we asked Maynard to send us a couple. Now, you chose as the starter recipe, you sent us a beautiful winter citrus and trout plate with tangerine and paprika mayo. Where do you get your trout from?
The trout comes from Franschhoek, which is farmed, and I think it's fantastic quality. I'm very concerned about, I hardly ever serve seafood or line-caught fish these days. I think it's just so irresponsible, and I think if, and that comes from the area. So I love the trout that we have. It's fantastic quality. And then I sort of based the rest of the dish on sort of the winter colors and the stuff that was available and the citrus and the tangerines, obviously, and the limes and the grapefruit that I paired it with, was a good partner. And then, one of my big loves is making homemade mayonnaise. Mm. Yeah. And then my cousin brought me the most beautiful smoked paprika from Hungary. Oh. And I thought, you know, the colors and the flavors and the things would work together. And yeah, and it magically it did. Yeah.
Making your own mayonnaise is actually, I mean, it's, let's be honest, it's quite an easy thing to make. I think it intimidates the heck out of a lot of people, but they really should try it.
Yeah, you should try it. It's just eggs and lemon juice, a little bit of mustard, salt, pepper, and just, I do mine with canola oil. I think it works the best. And there you go.
Yeah. And elbow grease. You just have to keep on whisking.
Well, I do not whisk. I have to admit that. I've got a wonderful little, Kenwood mixer that does it for you.
I like it even more. Right. Yeah. The recipes we're popping up, by the way, on the Cape Talk page, which Chef Maynard has very generously shared with us, are that winter citrus and trout plate with the tangerine and paprika mayo, a seared fillet with Asian dressing and beetroot mash, and then a Victoria sponge with hibiscus meringue. So you can go to town on the full three courses. That seared fillet with Asian dressing, I mean, my mouth waters at the mere the description of it. Fillet is known for being tender, but not particularly big on flavor. Is that why you go for the really bold flavors of an Asian dressing with it?
Yes, exactly. Because fillet takes on whatever you put with it, you know. And I love fillet because for entertaining purposes, and especially if you're going to be nervous about having people in your house, you know, do a fillet because there's very little that you can do that can go wrong. And I just thought the Asian flavors work fantastically. And then I love coloring food with natural colorants, which is something that Leipold actually did.
Yes, Leipold, yeah.
He was a big fan of that. And I love the fact that, you know, the beetroot colors the mash, and it's got sort of these beautiful, it matches the red wine and the soya sauce that goes with it. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, all the components make sense visually and the flavor in your mouth.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting question somebody has called through. Hearing you say that you do wine pairings with food, what about the legal aspect of serving alcohol in your home? Is it something that you have to be aware of?
Well, yes. Obviously, there is a very strict things put in place by the Alcohol Responsibility Act at the moment. So you're not allowed to serve people too much alcohol. You've got to make sure that they get home safely. But people, I must say, have been quite responsible when dining at my house. They organize shuttles and they organize all kinds of things. And then, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the question. On a completely different note, but maybe the chef can help us with this as well, John has sent us a WhatsApp saying, please ask your listeners where in Cape Town I can get feta and snoek samosas. I ate some the other day in Malmesbury and they were really good. If anybody knows where to point John for a snoek and feta samosa in the Cape Town area, any ideas?
Well, tell John to email me.
I'll find him one. You know what? I'm sure somebody listening will be able to tell us. John, keep listening, and if that person phones through, I'll share the info with you. Yeah. Back to your recipe, Chef. A Victoria sponge with hibiscus meringue. Mm. Hibiscus?
Yes, hibiscus. A friend of mine actually brought it from Nigeria. He brought me bags and bags full of beautiful hibiscus flowers, and I just started cooking with it, and I just fell in love with it. It's actually got quite a tart flavor, and once you put it with something sweet, you know, it just explodes in your mouth. And I thought, you know, why not do meringues with it? And it infused the meringues beautifully. Yeah. And then we did a little bit of a natural colorant in there as well, and it came out fantastically. Yeah.
How would you infuse meringue? At what point do you add it as you're whisking in the sugar, or
right at the end? We I stir in the hibiscus flower, and then also a little bit of rose essence. Just to lift it.
Delicious. Yeah. Right. Well, those three recipes that are being shared on our Twitter feed and on our website and on our Facebook page. So please take a look for them after the show if you'd like to take a bash at them yourself. I'm definitely going to give the seared fillet with Asian dressing a bit of a go. Llewellyn has SMS'd me asking if another chef has really inspired you with their cooking.
Yes, I think there's so many things going on in the world right now, and so many things also going on in South Africa. A chef that's really inspired me is somebody like Nancy Silverton from Los Angeles. I think she does amazing work. She's also, and she takes one thing, like a pizza, and she perfects it. And then she does pasta, and she does that perfectly, and baked bread. And then I think at the moment she's got a very famous mozzarella bar, where she just does beautiful, beautiful mozzarella and just pairs it with amazing combinations and flavors. So she's like a real inspiration to me. That's the type of cooking I love, like a real good quality ingredients, and just put it together and don't fiddle with it too much. I think Thomas Keller from the French Laundry, yes. I think he's amazing. And just the way they grow all their own food and or most of their own produce. And I just think his philosophy is amazing. In South Africa, Ruben is, I think, really at the top of my list. I think what he's done is pretty amazing. And everybody trying their thing.
Well, I hope listeners will come and try your thing. Chef Maynard Joubert has been my guest. His blog you can follow on maynard.co.za. Look at the beautiful photographs of his space in Paarl. It's MYNHARDT.co.za, or follow him on social media at Maynard J. Great to have you with us today, and best wishes for the continued success
of the venture. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks, Papa.